Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, voting is a very integral part of our democracy. If you're not registered to vote, you really don't have any say in our political process. So on the phone with me for this next segment, I have Rebecca Spencer, Riverside County Registrar of Voters. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Rebecca. I know you're a very busy lady. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Registrar of Voters office. What do you do?
Okay, so we conduct federal, state, and local elections. So anything from president down to your local water district, we conduct those elections, as well as maintain the voter registration database to keep track of people moving in and out of the county, changing political parties, all of the voter registration information for Riverside County.
Wow, so I can imagine that's a really hectic job. It's not just busy during election time.
Yes, so we get that question quite often. What do we do when it's not election time? And so we're constantly doing maintenance to our database. We get new registration cards. We get notifications from other counties that a person is registered in their county and previously registered in Riverside, and we need to cancel their registration. People changing their names, changing their political parties, address changes. We get all of that on a daily basis.
Now, the whole point of this interview pretty much is to get people who are not registered voters to become registered voters. What does a person have to do to become a registered voter?
So you have to fill out a registration card, either a paper copy of the registration card, or you could go online. So you can go to registertovote.ca.gov, or you could go to our website, which is www.voteinfo.net. and fill out an online voter registration card. And as long as you have a signature on file at the DMV, we will get all that information electronically. If you do not have a signature on file at the DMV, you could still register to vote online, but the card will be pre-printed and then mailed to you for a signature. Or you could call us. We can mail your registration card, fill it out. You can also get them at the post office, city clerk offices, and the DMV.
Now, who is eligible to register?
You have to be a U.S. citizen, at least 18 years old, and not in prison or on parole for a felony conviction.
Okay, now you mentioned the DMV. You can register at the DMV?
Yes. So there is currently, there's a new law that is going into effect probably in 2018, where everybody who goes to get a driver's license will be automatically registered to vote. That system is not up and running. That probably won't be until about April 2018. So currently, you have to opt in to registering to vote when you go to the DMV to do a vehicle registration or update your driver's license or get a California ID. You could fill out a voter registration form, and then that information will be transferred over to us. But once the new system is up and running, you will have to specifically opt out of registering to vote. But again, that won't happen until 2018.
So I imagine that would make things a little bit easier if everybody that gets a driver's license is opted in to be a registered voter. I think that would cut down on a lot of problems.
Yes, that will definitely increase our voter registration rolls. So that will help us get voters, everybody registered to vote. And then it will just be a matter of those who are registering to vote to actually participate in the elections.
Yes, and that's another thing altogether.
Yes.
So do you have to join a political party in order to register to vote?
No, you do not. You can select no party preference. You can leave the political party area on the registration form blank, or you can mark no party preference. And they're basically the same thing. You will be put down as a no party preference voter. And the only time that that's really a significant issue is during a presidential election, which are partisan elections and party specific. But when it's governor or any other statewide contest, it doesn't matter what your political party is. Every voter gets to vote on all the same candidates. But during a presidential election, if you are a no party preference voter, you will not be able to vote on president unless you specifically cross over into those political parties.
Now, what is the last day that a person can register before an election?
So right now, the close of registration is 15 days before the election. So 15 days before the election, you have to have submitted a registration card online or have it postmarked, and we will accept the postmark. And that will get you on the polling place list that will allow you to go to a polling place or request a vote by mail ballot. But there is a new law that went into effect this year that's called conditional voter registration, which allows voters to register after that 15-day cutoff, but they have to specifically do it here in our office and cast a provisional ballot. So if you want to be able to go to any polling place, the cutoff is 15 days. After the, if you miss that 15-day cutoff, you have to specifically come to the Registrar of Voters office and fill out a registration card and get a provisional ballot in the Registrar's office.
Now, where is your office? Where are you located?
We're in Riverside, so we're at 2724 Gateway Drive, Riverside, 92507.
Okay, now you mentioned the people moving, coming and going. Does a person have to re-register each time they move?
Yes, that's the best way to do it. We do get information from the DMV and third-party notification from the post office, but the best way is to just fill out a new registration card every time they move and have a change in name or change their political party.
Okay, now I get this question a lot from people that are concerned about jury duty. If a person registers to vote, will they be called for jury duty? Does that have any bearing?
Yes, it does. The jury office pulls from two lists. One is DMV and one is voter registration. So just because you don't, if you don't register to vote, but you still have information with the DMV, they'll pull information from that list also. So that's the two ways that the jury office gets information on jurors.
So if you've got a driver's license, pretty much you're going to get called for jury duty.
Correct.
How can a person find out if they are a registered voter or not?
They can go on our website. So once again, that's www.voteinfo.net, and you can, it's a voter registration lookup tool, and you can enter your date of birth and the last four digits of your Social Security number or your driver's license number, and it will tell the voter if they're registered to vote or not. They could also do that from the Secretary of State's website or call our office at 951-486-7200.
Now, when the time comes to vote, how can a person find or locate their local polling place?
We also have that information on our website as well as the Secretary of State. So the Secretary of State is www.sos.ca.gov. The polling place lookup tool. And they would have to enter their residence address, and it will tell them their assigned polling place.
Now, of course, you don't have to go down to your local polling place on Election Day. You can also vote by mail. How can you set that up?
That can be done through the voter registration process. So when they fill out a voter registration card, they can. There's an option on there that says receive all, to become a permanent vote-by-mail voter and receive all ballots by mail, and they just mark that box and initial it. When we receive that voter registration card, we'll put them on the permanent vote-by-mail list, and for every election that they're eligible to vote, they'll be mailed their ballot. They can also fill out the vote-by-mail application that's on our website or the vote-by-mail application that comes on the back of their sample ballot. So before each election, all registered voters get a sample ballot telling them where their polling place is or letting them know they're already registered as a vote-by-mail voter or giving them the option to request a vote-by-mail ballot. And so they could fill out that application on the back of that card. Or during election time, during 29 days before the election, they can also request one over the phone.
Okay, what is a provisional ballot?
A provisional ballot is given to voters when the poll worker is unable to determine the voter's right to vote. So they come into the polling place and they're not on their roster, or on the roster it says that the voter was a vote-by-mail voter. They've been issued a vote-by-mail ballot, and the voter does not have that ballot to surrender. To make sure that voters aren't voting twice, they're given a provisional ballot.
So say you're going out of town and the election's coming up, but you still want to vote. How can you do that if you're not in town?
Vote by mail would be the best way. So they can call in and request a vote by mail ballot or fax us a vote by mail request. And then we can mail that ballot anywhere. And once they get it, as long as it's postmarked by Election Day and mailed back to us and we receive it within 3 days after the election, we can process it.
So even if they're out of the country for the time?
Yes. And we have a special registration process for overseas citizens and military voters. And so they can register to vote ahead of time, and we send their ballots out 45 days before the election so that they have the extra time to get their ballot back in, and that's a special registration process that for military and overseas voters.
Well, great. Now, I know the polling places are usually open like from 8 to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., but what if you're working during those hours? Do you have the right to get off to vote?
Yes. So there is a California law that allows voters to be able to take time off to vote.
Okay. What is the Adopt a Poll program? I saw that in your information of facts.
The Adopt a Poll program is to help us find polling places. So during a countywide election, we usually have about 600 polling places, and it's a nonprofit organization will pay for the use of their facility as a polling place.
Now, how can you offer your home or business as a polling place? Do you contact your office?
Yes, you can just contact our office at 951-486-7200 or go on our website and use the Contact Us feature, and we'll get in contact with you. We do have to do an ADA survey on the location to make sure that it's going to be accessible on election day.
Okay, now do you need volunteers? I imagine you do need volunteers to be poll workers.
Yes, that's correct. We usually, in a countywide election, hire approximately 3,500 poll workers, and so we're always looking for that assistance on election day. Same thing, they can call us or they could submit a contact us on our website, and we'll get in touch with them to find out what the closest polling place is near them that has vacancies that we need to fill.
Now, are these volunteers, or do you actually pay the poll workers?
No, they do get paid a stipend. So we pay for going to training. You do have to attend mandatory. It's at least 2 hours, sometimes more like 3 hour training before election day, and then show up on election day. And that's a long day. Usually poll workers get there about 6 a.m. and can't leave until about 10 p.m. And they get paid for their training and then also working election day.
Okay, now I've got a question for you. You've got all these polling places throughout the county, and now you're done with the votes. The polling places have closed down. What do you do with all the ballots?
So we have a couple of different programs that go on. We have partnered with the Riverside County Sheriff's Office, and they help shuttle ballots in. So we have about 20 regional collection centers that the polling places report to, turn in their supplies, turn in their ballots, and then the sheriff's office helps transport those ballots from the regional collection centers back to our office to be counted, and they even help us with a helicopter flying ballots from the Blythe area.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just wanted to talk about a few of the upcoming elections. We have election on August 29th. That's for the Rancho California Water District, as well as the Pine Cove Water District. And then we'll also have an election on November 7th that has a number of different cities, school districts, and special districts going up for election.
Well, thank you for spending some time with me, Rebecca. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.